Sunday Rebbe Yomer. When do we say that according to Beit Shammai, we learned yesterday that Beit Shammai holds there's no din of Komish Bali, the state of Kerma Void, of Daka from Bishmita. But Bishar Shnei Shavua, even Beit Shammai is more that Yesh lo Komish, ve Yesh lo Biur, that there's a din of Biur Maestras on Metra Void, and that there's a din of Komish of the Bali, is part of his own. So, Daite da Dein Tanya, according to the following Tanya, the Svora of Rebbe is, Lo Longu, the Netter of Boy, Elami Maitreshem. They try to hold that you learn the whole Din of Kedusha, Netter of Boy, from Maitreshem. But in the same way that you say, Kemoda Tema, Ein Maitreshemi Bishviyat, just like there's no Maitreshemi Bishviyat, so the Kavatei, a Netter Avoy Bishviyat. The dinim of Netter Avoy also don't apply to Shviyat either. And therefore the dinim of being potter with paying an extra Chomesh and the dinim of Biur, they don't apply. I say you'll ask if that's the case, then we should be able to battle completely. So Miata Yilo Kedusha, according to Beit Shammai, if you think we learn out completely from Maestro Sheni, so then just say so. There's no Kedusha Metra Avoy. And if it turns out that the fourth year of your vineyard is Taka Shemitah, so then now forget about the Chomesh. You shouldn't require opinion at all. It doesn't have a din of Maestro Sheni. There's no din of Maestro Sheni. There's no din of Metra Avoy. You should be able to. Yeah, you should be able to eat it. Yeah, outside of Yerushalayim. To be Mavata, not to avoid that. It's Mavata Matane. So why don't you say that? No, that's because Kedusha Tov Me'ilav London. The Kedusha, the fact that it's Kadesh, that does not learn from a Hekesh to Maitreshani. It says, Kodesh Yilulim. But the Aleo Kodesh, according to Mavata Aleo, it has the same din of Kodesh that you say on it, the hollow. It's like the type of Kodesh that you have to say some kind of shira on, which is Bikuri. Because that's the only one. You say around the Oved Avi is a type of you probably. From the Mela, Bikurim is certainly not the shriya. With which case, it doesn't compare to my Shani, except in the Dinim. But so those dinim, Echinami, will be Mavata very true. So if that's the case, why is it that Mutas and Oni? Because the din of Bikurim, there's no din of Oni, this is a unique din of Maitreshei. How do you explain that? So if the Gemara, it should say over here, Tani Kodesh before Magid. It says the word Kodesh Yilulim. Kodesh is Magid Shuhu Asur La'onim. So the very fact that it's called Kodesh Mamish gives it a din of Kodeshim. So then the Rana should say already, if that's the true, then why can't you learn out the din of Biur directly from the Guru? Instead of learning out from Maitre Sheni, and which case you should be not. To the Hechaya of the Biur. In Rabbi Shimon. Well, that's because it's going to Rabbi Shimon and Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon is poter Bikurim in Abiyur, in which case, in Akinami. But apparently, Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Shimon, and that it's poter from Biur because I learned it out in Akinami. My Shani is not Chayav at all. And, okay, but this is Kodesh, because it says the fair is Kodesh. So it says, so let that Kodesh be Chayav in Biur. We hold like Rabbi Shimon holds that Kodesh, meaning Bikurim. Is not Chayav in Biur. So if you're learning it out from Bikurim, so why do you apply all of the specific dinim of pidyon that we learn out from Maitre Sheni, that namely that you can't be potim on Mechuba L'Karka? Maitre Sheni, I understand, because Maitre Sheni is betolish. You know, you can't make something Maitre Sheni when it's Mechuba L'Karka, but Bikurim, you make it Bikurim when it's growing. You tie the little thing around, you say it'll be Bikurim. So if that's the case, why can't I depota it while it's still Mechuba L'Karka? If you're saying I'm learning it out from Bikurim. So this already this already is a problem. This, you don't have a parasol. I mean, this, you know, your shami doesn't bother saying kasha. At least it's your brain to figure out it's kasha. So, okay, I don't know. I don't know why. Tell me, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, I'm here. Ask what she is, the ask what charge in a Shavua. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues with Rabbi, and he holds this din that Beit Shammai says that we don't learn out from Eishah Sheni has nothing to do with Shemitah. He means you don't learn out from Eishah Sheni at all. And there's no halakha of Tom Shabir at any time. That's what he's saying. So he says, "Bechamim Omrim, Echachvis 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 Echachvis." He holds that the claw Bechamim holds. We don't learn out Meister Shani, the mocker of the dinim of Netter of Olfa Meister Shani. So Me'ata Ayyeva Kedusha. What do you mean? Ayyeva Kedusha. Kedusha. So Me'ava, we said. That's Me'alon, the Kodesh Yilunit. Ayyeva Kodesh, the Kodesh Karn Lava's house. So why not say it's Mutalai, eh? Because the Kodesh is Magishur Osaloni. So why not say it's Chayav the Biur, like we could? Begin to Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon, Potom and Abdiyah. Why not say, Yipadeh, then Machuba Lakaka? He's got the same problem. Okay? So those are basically the same. Rebbe Zier Boy Kame Rebbe Abu. Nice his own pigeon. Shinema Kodesh Hilulim. Kodesh Hilulim means Kodesh Hilulim. It should be Kodesh to be Mechalalit. So you should first be Mechalalit before eating it. Okay? We learn that out also directly. And as you know the Quran, Lo mitmanein Rabbanan, Darshei ben Helaket. The Rabbanan have never controlled themselves about making Ziyukim from the Pesach that uses a hay to use a hay. Tony Rebbe, Ivy, Vanagri, Kamei Rebbe Lo, the Rebbe Yishmol, the Im Go'ol Yigal Ish Vima'asra, Kamishitoya Sefalot. Allah is Allah, Pratna, and the Revelation of Ayamun Lokomish. He said that the Svara of the year was because of a specific mute that it says Allah excludes, might exclude that Revelation. Cause of the Tonikame, Shtegulote, Akas Lamaisa Shemi, the Akas Lameter Revelation. Then he said, this is like Basil, that it says the im go'ol yigal, why is it double, the go'ol yigal, to tell me that there is two dinim of geula that are the same, one from Eishah Sheni, one from Netter Avot. That's how they feel about it. So tamar kamin and rebuta omer ein l'nof yikarim revoi, because kamin omrim yeshu. So now we have a machloket as to whether there's a din of Netter Avot by an akum. And, we'll see whether we're talking about, we'll see Viker whether we're talking about the Chalal, the even Eretz Yisrael, does it been in Yesh Kinim Lachem Lachkia, or does it been in Syria that we're talking about? He's got his roof there. Mm-hmm. Yigal Yaal. It's reversed. Over the Lazar, Kaini Matnitsin, you know what the Mishnah is talking about over here, that's what I was talking about, not Stam. It doesn't mean Ein Lanokri Kerem Ravoi Koliker. What it means is Ein Lanokri Kerem Ravoi Bisturi. So, and if you want, you could change the gear, like the Gura does, to Surya. Or you could say that the Mishnah is not saying Ein Lanokri Kerem Ravoi Koliker. Rabbi Yoma Kamei Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, I said Rabbi Yehuda to Beit Shammai. Seems over here, if you're saying that the Nochi doesn't have Kerem Revoi B'Surya, let's see that he holds like Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai, the same way that it doesn't, Beit Shammai doesn't have Chumash, and it doesn't have Biur, but that stops at a Dinit Shemitah, so that's apparently he holds that we learn out everything from Eishah Sheni. So where there's no din of Eishah Sheni, then there's no din of Kerem Ravai. So that must be the reason why he's saying that there's no din of Kerem Ravai B'Surya, there's no din of Eishah Sheni. Very good. So if that's the case, came with Yeromer, the same way, the mother came, I must send it to apparently so too with Yudomer, no longer not provide on Mr. Shavy, it's about the same in Mr. Shavy, Mr. Ian, the Kabbalah and not to avoid Mr. Ian. That seems to be the way in which he's learning it out. By a goy, obviously means by a goy in Syria. The so too, not to avoid by a goy in Syria. That doesn't, they don't hold. Machenki and the Chachomim, who argue with the Shammai about whether we would learn out my that revoice from my Tashani regarding the din of Biur and the din of Nehiga of Chomesh Bishviyat, would also hold that we don't learn it out the same from Surya to Surya from my Tashani of a Goy either. Amalei.
So, Suggested that a boy who owns
the
field is worth
your food. No, but that they need pity. If you're going to buy it from him, you can't eat it. Just like we would have said by the of Mice. Marley.
But that was the point.
That was
the produce of the
boy. Right. Said Rabbi Zeir, back to Rabbi Zeir. What are you talking about? So me and my Oma, why don't you pay attention to what he's saying? Because you're saying that if you don't follow Beit Shammai, what does Beit Shammai say? Lo Oma ela ein lo chomesh ve ein lo biur. You'll know that he stresses chomesh and biur. Mashma hashar kol dvarim yesh lo. He's not arguing on the din of Netzer Avoy Bechulal. According so why does he say that the way that you're understanding it, that Reb Yudah is saying the same thing? That doesn't make sense. You're claiming that Reb Yudah is Beit Shammai, but that's not what Beit Shammai said. Beit Shammai says they will chomish and will be you. If Beit Shammai is coming to make a conclusive list of the things that are similar totally, that are surprisingly similar between that Revoy and Meister Shani, why did he leave this out? But Reb Yudah said, in enough in that Revoy Bitoria. That's a different issue. The Kalalios and the Goy Netzer Avoy. So apparently he's not saying it according to Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, as we said, the Kedusha, we have other Makoros in the Kedusha itself. Shul Ba'aba Boy, how did Shammai Omrim, Lomondo Netzer Avoy, Elohim Meister Shani? When we say that Beit Shammai, you said, didn't you, that the more of Beit Shammai is that we learn out that revoice from Meister Shani, and that to more the same way, Meister Shani Bishvias. So the Kavosi and that revoice Bishvias. But that's what you said. Now, hold on a second over here. Getting back to that argument. So then in the third year and the sixth year, there's also not Meister Shani. There should be no net revoice. And if net revoice works out to be the third year, or the sixth year, or the seventh year, then the Zinim should all Beit Shammai should have said that too. Why are you saying that Bishvias? So the Kabbalah says, we should say, according to this, oh, the end of Meister Shani, because those are years of Meister Ami, not of Meister Shani. So lo yehid lehem neter avoy. So why is neter avoy no again? And how come all the avoys are not Shemitah? They're not talking about Shemitah Shemitah. On the Rabiosi, because Shemitah Shemitah is off of the Shemitah and Meister Shani, yes, they're Meister. The fact that, in other words, Meister Ami is not unrelated to Meister Shani. It's what Meister Ani is essentially a glorified Meister Shani that's been given to the Aniim. So there's a bit of Meister. So the comparison of that Revoy to Meister would include the Chiyas of the third year and the sixth year. But Shriyas Imo Meister's Klal, if there's no din of Meister, it's not a question of a variation on a theme. Apparently, there's a no din of Meister. If there's no din of Meister, why is there a din of Netzer Avoy? And Mr. Chaita, Sha'al, how Rav Yudah Omar, they didn't elect a mayor for no reason, how Rav Yudah Omar, lo lander Netzer Avoy, ela mi Meister Shem. Now, we know that Rav Yudah was saying that even the Surya, there's no din of Kedusha, the din of Netzer Avoy of a Goy. Apparently, he holds that we learn it even Lagabi the Kedusha. right? He doesn't say it's for us. I mean, what this really boils down to is a general question. When we learn something out of something else, if it has its own malchus, so then we view the limudim as being the general limudim, which then needs to be applied according to the context of the word that they're applied in, right? So here we have that famous machlokas, dominavu kibasra, dominavu, right? Or domino mina. So if you all dominavu kibasra, fine, but he learns that we say domino mina. Apparently, he's learning the ikar kedusha itself should be learned out of my tisheni, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense. So therefore, there's no need to avoid this way. Yeah. So now, kamoda tema in my tisheni b'tzuri is the kavata in metter avoid this way. With the kavata lo lomdu toda, it's the same. Not trumat torah, but trumat toda. Ela mitrumat maaser. Now we have exactly the same thing according to him. The truma of the lach metoda, where 1 of 10 is given to the kohen, we learn out also from trumat maaser, when you give 1/10 to the kohen. And if that's the case, why don't we learn it out in total, the same way that we learn out netar avoy in total? And we should say kamod tema in trumat maaser ba midbar the kavate lo tehe trumat toda ba midbar. So in the same way, there was no fear of trumas and maizes until the entry into Eretz Yisrael, we should also say that there should be none of the chiyuvim which we see is not true in the midbar either before the entry into Eretz Yisrael. The korbanah should be dependent on kinesu la'aretz. Amar Yossi lo lamdu mimenu ela l'shiyuvim. Nobody learned trumas teda, the ikar din of trumas teda from trumas maizer. Only Lagavi, how much you should give. Everybody is motivated at the din of giving to the Kohen. It said the Perish in the Torah before we ever heard of Kinesa Laris and the Chiyuvim of Meister, of Meister. So certainly, you're not going to apply it across the board. He, Rav Yehuda, is only saying an application across the board in this specific unique situation in which Netzer Avoy, the whole din of Netzer Avoy, is learned in the context of Meister Sheni. That's something different. But it doesn't say any of the things the perish in the Sugya of Netzer Avoy. Don't ask me from the case of Trumas Taita. Tell me Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Nizchayvu Yisrob Netzer Avoy, El Alach Rabat, Shona Sheva Shekakshu, Besheva Shechilku. Even though the Issa, you would think that Netzer Avoy is basically the din of Orla in the fourth year. Now the din of Orla had nothing to do with Matanah. The first year that you came into Eretz Yisrael, and the tree was there, it was Orla. So it says the Boachem, right? So if the tree was Orla, it was Osir immediately. In which case the fourth year, Netzer Avoy, should also have been something that's dependent on the reality. This is the fourth year of the tree. So then there should be a din of Netzer Avoy on it. And yet, the halacha surprisingly is that the din of Netzer Avoy is similar to the din of Meister. And even though it's said in the context of Orla, the halacha is that wherever there was no chiyuv of taking Meister Sheni, that it's not yet considered to be Yerusha, so too there was no din of Netzer Avoy. It's very, very strange mixture, Netzer Avoy. In a sense, it's part of the dinim of the tree that happened with Orma. And in a sense, it's part of the dinim of Matanis, even though it's not given to anybody. And the question over here is how to understand that issue. And that's really the machlokes between Meshama and Bechel. In what sense is it something that's in the chet of the thing, which we said that? I mean, that it comes automatically. It's the thing, you can compare it. It comes automatically. And in what sense is it something that you need to establish to do with the thing? Given as a matana, eaten in Yerushalayim, you chayim as a bound to be poured, to be like a chomesh, and so on and so forth. So therefore, when it comes to this halacha, even though, of course, Orla would have been immediately chayim, but here we learn it out of Netzer Avoy, not Netzer Avoy, from Meister Sheni. On the fifth of that mimer, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, was clearly being said, Peshitas Rabbi Yehuda Avoy. That was being said according to the Shita of his father, Rabbi Yehuda. Because his father learned out Netrahoy from Maitre Sheni, totally. So Kamod Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lalanda Netrahoy, Eli Maitre Sheni, as we saw from the Tamar, Ain Maitre Sheni, the story of the Kabbalah, Ain Netrahoy, the story. He was willing to say that the Iker Limud is from Maitre Sheni, even the Gabi, the type of Kedusha that I have. King Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lalanda Netrahoy, Eli Maitre Sheni, and Kamod the Tamar, Ain Maitre Sheni, Eli Akrabat Peshana. Even though you would have thought that in the secret Kedusha it should have been viewed as a din in the tree, that even in the secret Kedusha. But if you don't know the Rabbi Yehuda, then the din that we learned from Maitre Sheni are only how to be knowing it, but not whether it's Kadosh or whether it's not Kadosh. We wouldn't say it's not Kadosh in a Nochri's field in Syria. We wouldn't say it's not Kadosh until the passage of the 14 years of the Shevash Kibshah for Shevash Shafilta. So this is mamish, one dependent on the other in the Korah. I'm Rabbi Yossi. So who, but she doesn't know. But Rabbi Yehuda certainly would agree with his son that Netar Avoy is only higher after Shevash Kibshah for Shevash Shafilta. However, you cannot prove that the son holds of the father. So, who does she just avoy? That's something else, you see. Where am I? Did I skip or I said it right? No, it's the Jewish thing, it's confusing. Amr of Yossi, who does she just know? The Surya Lamuda Miyarbat Rishonah, yes. For sure. It for sure he would have said the Arbaas Rishana, but in Arbaas Rishana, Lemuda Misuria, it doesn't necessarily work the other way around, because Surya is more Chomer than the Shevash Shechilka v'Shevash Shekavsha, because there's many things that are Noheg in Surya that were not Noheg during those 14 years. Right? I mean, Meister itself, not of a goy, I'm saying your own Meister, is not mitzvah, yeah, even though it wasn't knowing during 14 years. So, if you're going to tell me that Netar Avoy was known during those 14 years, then obviously it's going to be known in Surya, you see. But if you tell me that it's Potter Bisuria, so then you could say that it's going to be Potter during those 14 years. For sure. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi says that it's not knowing during the 14 years, that doesn't mean that it's not knowing in Surya. Because Meister itself was not knowing during the 14 years, and nonetheless it is knowing in Surya. So you can learn it out in the direction of the father from the son, but you can't learn it out in the direction of the son from the father. Kiv ubashana hakamishit tochlu et piryo. Lo siv lachem and so on. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yossi agrees with Omer. Hare ata kemosif perot chamishit al perot rabbiit. Basically, the Torah is being makish now, because I mean it seems to be a contradiction. On one end, it says stam. Okay, ubashana rabbiit yakol piryo kodesh yivulim laHashem, which implies, and after that, it's okay. And then it says ubashana chamishit, which is makir of those. Perot Rabbi'it go into the Perot Chamishit also. Because above is Moses. And it says, Mosif Lachem. So what is this coming to tell me? It's Hare Ataka Mosif. In fact, it's telling you a package of Perot Rabbi'it to the Perot Chamishit. But just like Perot Chamishit Leba'alim, Perot Rabbi'it Leba'alim. This comes to tell me that a Kerem Ravoi belongs to the owner. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yossi, the shame Rabbi Yochanan. So, Asya, the Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, good Yuda. Kamod Rabbi Yuda Omer, Ose Otokin Echatzav. In the same way that Rabbi Yuda holds that Maitre Sheni is a famous Makot, Rabbi Yuda Rabbi Meir, about whether Maitre Sheni is Loma Hed, yet again, used to be Makadosh Anisha, and so on. So, just like Rabbi Yuda said, that Maitre Sheni is considered to be Loma Hed, and we see that he learned. Rishi Pasa. He learns Netzaru Roy from Meister Shaney in toto. So Rabbi Yehuda Rishi Pasa, who learns Meister Shaney, is Maman Hedget, would have to learn Netzaru Roy is Maman Hedget. In which case, Rabbi Yosef Levi, who now learns out from the Pasuk that it's yours entirely, that just like the Shana HaMashit is yours, so too is the Shana HaMashit is yours, is essentially saying the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda would have been forced to say because he holds it's Maman Hedget. So to mod Rabbi Yehuda on earth, that's like a Hassav, came Rabbi Yosef Levi, that's like a Hassav, and he holds that it's your money, even the Kaddish Baruch Ha'isha, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Yehuda Aboy Kamei Rabbi Zera, if you're going to tell me now that it's considered to be his own thing, so now if that's the case, it should be the same thing in the sense of being chayav in Moshe. So if it's his own thing, what's the din of a kohen and a levi in this thing? Can they just eat it after being put in a travoy, or are there further chiyuvim in it? Like you grew it, your normal things, you don't have to take off matanas. Amalei, Sadam Rav Yeshua ben Levi, was quoted by Rabbi Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, lo sof tavah halakha zu. Kol halakha, shiro chesed bebez, b'nina ta yodeh amativa, tzeh hecha tibu noi, you know. Well, whenever you have a halakha that nobody seems to know, Bezin isn't clear about it and so on. So the only thing to do is poke chazi my amadaber. Take a look and see how Klal Yisrael is no egg on these things. And I'll tell you, I don't really know what the halakha is, but I do know what people do. I'm on the Kanyan, Sibura, the Lomatrician. I see that nobody that I know takes off Meiser from Netzer Avos. So currently, they hold that even though it's Momen Hedget, but it's not kind of a Meiser. And you have a right to be Sonic on that, because it says, well, Kazi, basically, I understand. Suppose they said that it was Chayav and Meiser. Who would that be going according to? We have a Machlokas, whether basically whether Kerem Ravai is Maman Hedget or Maman Gavoa. Because that was a Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether there's a Chayav of Pered Ba'ololot or not, right? So it's Beit Shammai who holds that there's a Chayav of Pered and Ololot and not Ravai. They shall argue. So if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's claiming that it's Maman Hedget, it seems to be going like Beit Shammah. So you're going to tell me that the Tzibur is in Koveya a Mineg by Beit Shammah? Because Tzibur is Beit Shammah. Om Rabbi Avi, Klum La Madnu Netzarevoy Elami Maisha Sheni. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, when he says the Kerem Avoy is Maman Hedget, it's because he's learning out of Maisha Sheni. So if that's the case, then the Gabi this we should also learn about the Maisa Shani. From other Tamar, in my Shani Chayva Maisa. Because the whole Kabbalah came out of the way of Chayva Maisa. Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Say, Isas Maisa Shani of Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir who holds that Maisa Shani is Roman Gavoa, you should not have to take off challah of dough that you make in Yerushalayim. So be to Ramina Chalah. Whereas for Rabbi Yehuda, also my Sheni is Maman Hedget, it should be Chayevet with Allah. Rabbi Yehuda, note Lo Amr El of Yerushalayim. This then was said only in Yerushalayim. Avo Begvulim, if it's outside of Yerushalayim in the Gvulim, then my Sheni is in a matzav where before you bring it up to Yerushalayim, there everybody would vote that you can't take off challah from it because you can't eat it. And if you can't eat it, it definitely has a din of Maman Gavoa. It's not yours yet. And therefore, you would be potter for sure. The question is, and as we saw, that once something is potter, when it cooks Yerushalayim, it doesn't become chayav when you bring it up to Yerushalayim. It just requires chilul, but it doesn't require taking off challah from it. Rabbi Bar Bar Koyim, Boy Kamei Rabbi Yossi. to give it me shemechayev b'peret, mal shetechayev b'chal. So now my question is, if you hold like Beit Shammai, who says that you're chayev and peret and oil and light in the Mishnah, what would be the din v'gabe the chiev of chala? Omar lei v'lo rev Yudahi. Is it not what Beit Shammai says? Doesn't Rav Yudah boil down to the same thing? Because Rav Yudah learns that from Maisa Sheni even more so. And Maisa Sheni, he owes his mom and hedget. In which case, if his mom and hedget, then he should be saying it's kind of a person or otherwise. So, and we already saw that he holds it as tough in a follow. The Sabina Meiman, Kol Hada Yochas of Rav Yudah, Gebei Shana. And he apparently holds, and all of these halakas of the Mishnah, it boils down to the fact that Rav Yehuda is saying the same thing as Beit Shammai. They may be learning it on a different basis, but I mean, he's taking it even a step further. And because he holds that the voice learned from Maisha Sheni, Maisha Sheni is Momer Hedja, so in the mailing you would have to say the same thing as Beit Shammai, that Karim Avoy is Momer Hedja, is private person in our voice. Nonetheless, we just saw that he holds clearly the same thing is true about Kala, and that it's partly with Kala. So, okay. That should be the same thing. I mean, it's time with Kala, it should be the same thing. I'm going to make sure not. So, we're going to still be aware of the Mishnah. Whew. Well, yes. I have half a mind to leave it until we're at the end. Okay. Would you agree? Yes, of course.
What's that?